Last call, folks. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. What could I get you, honey? One more before I kick your ass out of here and close up for the night, or are you just trying to pay your tab? I can do that for you, sugar. You seem like you still have your wits about you. Not like the drunkards here, at least. The only people left at my tavern for the night are those too drunk to go home, and you. No, the ones who've passed out here are going to stay here for the night. They won't do anything that would get them banned from this place. Trust me, you run a bar this long in this part of town and people learn not to fuck with you. Here's your drink. I'm cutting you off though because I need to close up and clean up. You don't mind if I start cleaning up while you're here? Well, that certainly helps me quite a bit. What brings you to this part of town if you don't mind me asking? It's not often we get strangers around here, considering it's a pretty rural town. Is this some kind of wanderlust? Ooh, or maybe you're courting someone in our town. Are you on some, like, grand quest for our king or something? Just traveling? No, I didn't mean anything by that, truthfully. We just don't get many of those these days. It's not like there's a lot going on around here. Unless you really like the look of wheat fields. I don't know. You can enjoy the look of them. To each their own, you know? I don't judge. It's not good business for our bartender to be judgmental. Everyone has their own problems, their own issues, and, well, they're the most important thing in the world to them. Sometimes all people want is a pretty lady to serve them a drink, be nice to them, and listen to them talk. No, I don't really get tired of it. I like listening to people. I like helping them. The people in this town, they're good people. They just sometimes need to vent, and I tend to be the person they vent to. On the fun side, I know so much dirt on everyone in this town. I wouldn't call myself nosy. They offer it up willingly. It's not like I go around gossiping to everybody, like, did you hear Mr. Anderson fired his son Aaron because Aaron was sleeping with Mr. Hurwitz, his biggest competitor's son? Wait, fuck, shit. Forget I told you that. That's true. You really don't know who any of these people are, nor are you going to stay in town long enough to get to know us. By the way, how long are you staying in town? Tonight's your last night? How long have you been here already? You're telling me you've been here for a few days and you finally decided that now is the time to stop in the bar and meet me? Honey, if you had come in sooner, I could have made your past few days in this town amazing. Unforgettable, even. It seems we only have tonight now. What I mean, and pardon me if this is too direct, is that I want to blow off some steam before I have to come back here tomorrow, and tonight is your last night here. Why don't you come upstairs, and we can help each other out? Are you not used to women being so direct where you're from? I don't like to beat around the bush. When I want something, I go for it. So do you want to come upstairs with me and let me make this a very memorable last night? Finish your drink and come upstairs. Of course I'm serious, honey. I don't joke about things like this. I want you, and you want me. So just say yes. Good. Chug your drink and follow me. This way. Yep, right up there. Welcome to my place. Convenient living above the bar you own, right? On one hand, I never have to go to work. But on the other hand, I'm always at work. Make yourself at home. I'm going to slip into something else. It's not that I don't enjoy this outfit. I love it. Just has a lot of laces and is something that's going to kill the mood if you're trying to undo them and you can't, so you get frustrated and give up. And the laces are like too nice to cut or rip, so you just end up owing me money. I have a feeling you're going to prefer what I put on anyway. It's white and lacy, simple but sexy, at least in my opinion. What do you think? I'm taking that as a good sign. Do you like how the lace cups my breasts? I know. I look good. I'll turn around and give you the full 360. See? Do you even like the back? I'm so glad I can elicit such a reaction from you. Now, come here. It's been such a long time since I was able to do this with anyone. I forgot how good it feels. Just follow my lead. I'm pushing you towards the bed. You look very good in my sheets. But you feel even better. Doesn't the lace feel good in your hands? Two perfect handfuls for you to grab onto. Let me help get that shirt off. There we go. Wow. You are even better looking without that shirt on. How is that possible? Fuck. Can you feel my hard nipples poking against your chest every time I grind against your hips? I want you so badly. When you first walked into the bar, you immediately caught my attention. I set my sights on you. I mean, how could I not? An attractive stranger walks into my bar? Sounds like the start of some romance novel. One of the smutty ones, at least. Sorry, did you not want a hickey? You can tell me I get carried away sometimes. Good. I like to leave those marks on the people I fuck. I'm going to cover you in marks from my lips and hands so that you know this night was real. Once my mouth gets on you, this is all going to feel like a dream. Trust me, I know I'm good, honey. Your neck is just so kissable. Feels so good against my lips. Oh no, another hickey. How badly do you want my mouth on you? Do you want it kissing your hips, bruising your thighs, leaving your legs shaking from just the use of my mouth and tongue? Unspread your legs for me. I'm going to slide down between them. Kiss my way down your neck. all over your amazing chest. Leaving a hickey here and there as I go. Down to your stomach. Some extra attention to these amazing hips. Would you look at that? Another hickey. And I'm gonna keep slinking all the way down till I'm on my knees. Take your bottoms off for me. I want to see you before I touch you, taste you. You must really, really want my mouth, huh? So eager. That's good, because I'm just as eager.